A new study has provided the most conclusive evidence yet that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine does not cause autism in young children. Scientists in the United Kingdom and some parents have suggested otherwise, but as NPR's Vicky Kuei reports, researchers in Denmark say this new study confirms there's no association between the MMR vaccine and autism.
Several studies have concluded there's no scientific evidence that the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine causes autism. The reason this latest study is important is the researchers were able to track an entire population of children over several years. Dr. Kristen Madsen of the Danish Epidemiology Science Center in Aarhus is lead investigator.
I think so, yes, because we have this unique system of registering everybody born in Denmark.
This national registry system collects health, social, and economic data on all Danish citizens from birth to death. Madsen looked at the records of all children born in Denmark from 1991 to 1998. The records show whether a child was immunized with MMR and when the shot was given. The MMR vaccine used in Denmark was identical to the one used in the U.S. at the same time. Madsen found that 82% of the more than 500,000 children in the study were immunized against measles, mumps, and rubella.
So we had 100,000 not vaccinated and 400,000 vaccinated. And then we looked how many children were diagnosed with autism. And we found out that there was no relative difference. There was the same amount of autism in the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated group.
This finding also held up for different groups within the population of children. For example, since autism is four times more common among boys, the researchers looked at boys and girls separately. They also looked at age, birth weight, and family income. Next, the researchers examined what happened to the children after they got vaccinated. In accounts published mainly on the internet and in testimony during a congressional hearing in Washington, parents of autistic children have claimed their children were developing normally until they got the MMR shot. This regression occurs in as much as one-third of all autism cases.
We looked at what happened after the time of the vaccination, whether there was an increase maybe some months after, half a year after, or a year after. And there was no temporal clustering whatsoever.
And finally, the researchers looked for any relationship between the vaccine and developmental problems known as autism spectrum disorders, but they still found no association between the vaccine and these conditions. Dr. Edward Campion is senior deputy editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, which published the study. Campion says the data should put to rest any suspicions that the MMR vaccine causes autism.
Clearly, more research is needed into autism, but research will be more fruitful if it focuses on the causes and the genetics and gets away from the suspicions that somehow this is induced by a vaccine.
There is one vaccine controversy this study doesn't settle: claims by some parents that the mercury preservative thimerosal caused brain damage. The preservative was never used in the MMR vaccine, and over the last 2 years, it's been removed from almost all children's vaccines. Other studies are underway in the U.S. which look at autism. Researchers say increases in the number of children getting treatment or services could be due to a broadening of the clinical definition of autism and to improvements in diagnosis. Both occurred in the 1990s, when the number of children affected seemed to be going up. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.